Just a few hours ago, President Bush stated that there's no justification for the execution of 26-year-old Nicholas Berg in Iraq. Berg is the American from Philadelphia who was beheaded in a video that was posted on a website yesterday. The website carried a statement claiming the killing was revenge for the humiliation of Iraqi prisoners in the Abu Ghraib prison near Baghdad. Sewell Chan has been following this story for the Washington Post and joins us now by phone in Baghdad. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, Joe. Can you hear me clearly?
Yes, you're quite clear. Before Nicholas Berg was kidnapped and executed, it appears he was taken into custody by the Iraqi police. What do we know about Nick Berg being arrested before he was taken hostage and later killed by Islamic militants?
Sure. Mr. Berg was actually detained around March 24th, and he was held for about 13 days. He was arrested in Mosul, which is Iraq's third largest city, and it's in northern Iraq. And we've learned that he had gone there to visit a distant relative, and he was hoping to then return to Baghdad and then go back home to the United States. During his time of detention, he was interviewed at least three times by the FBI. A major point of disagreement that emerged today, though, Joe, is whether he was in fact in the custody of Iraqi police, as U.S. officials here are saying, or if he was ever turned over to the responsibility of the U.S. military, as his family and several friends that I've talked to have claimed.
So do we know what happened from the time he got out of custody or was released from the Iraqi prison or Iraqi police custody and somehow captured and then subsequently executed?
Yes, we do. He actually returned to Baghdad, and he spent four nights at the hotel where he had previously stayed. He was seen there. He was seen to be in good health. And there's not really any evidence right now that his earlier detention was in any way connected to his ultimate disappearance and fleeing.
And the Berg family has filed a lawsuit against the U.S. government. What is the Berg family saying about their son being in U.S. custody?
Yeah, on April 5th, the second to last day that Berg was still in detention, and again, it's not entirely clear whose detention. The Berg family filed a lawsuit in federal district court in Philadelphia seeking a writ of habeas corpus and alleging that he was detained by the U.S. military for no reason whatsoever. It apparently was a successful legal measure because he was released the next day, and the matter has, of course, since closed.
How has the Pentagon responded to the Berg family's accusations?
We're still trying to get a read on that, to be completely honest, Joe.
Maybe you can answer a question that's been bothering me. Are people safe just walking around the streets of Baghdad? In other words, do most people who come there, I presume they're not coming as tourists, they're coming for some business reason or some other compelling reason, do they hire bodyguards or is it safe to just walk around?
Well, I think that's a great question. I can't speak certainly for all foreigners here, but I think that there's been great concern, especially among the contractors who are here doing Iraqi reconstruction work, about safety. And it's not at all uncommon to see a lot of security guards, a lot of private security guards, walking around in Baghdad, many of them with very large weaponry, assault rifles, flak jackets. The issue of private security guards and their widespread use in Iraq was obviously highlighted on March 31st when four U.S. security guards were killed in Fallujah and their bodies mutilated. And I think this killing of Berg, as horrific as it is, only sort of emphasizes, you know, the dangers that many, many people feel here. I think it's a setback for the United States because for many U.S. officials, it's sort of another indicator of how dangerous it is and how volatile it is, and that may discourage the kind of economic investment that they're trying to promote.
Sewell Chan, thanks for speaking with us. Sewell Chan wrote the story about Nick Berg's kidnapping and subsequent beheading for today's Washington Post and joined us by phone from Baghdad. In Washington, I'm Joe Palca, NPR News.